Hi, my name is Pierre Dorian, certified business continuity professional with Mainland Information Systems in Phoenix, Arizona. Today we're going to talk about outsourcing backups, how to make sure an SLA meets your needs and requirements. I guess we can start by saying that backups, remote backups, or outsourcing your backups, have grown in popularity over the past few years, mainly because it becomes somewhat difficult for especially smaller organizations to hire and justify the requirements for a backup specialist. It's difficult when you don't have a full-time position to fill to hire someone who is really specialized in backups. That said, smaller and medium organizations have the same backup requirements as larger organizations. So we have seen throughout the past few years a lot of companies offering services for remote backups or outsourcing backups. So that's a very very attractive proposition to a lot of companies. That said, there are a number of things to look for in terms of establishing a clear and solid service level agreement to make sure that the services provided will actually meet your requirements. One saying that I really like to use is that backups are worthless, restores are priceless, and that's really what it's all about. Backing up is relatively easy, and it's relatively easy to verify that backups were successful. Making sure that we can restore from those backups are always a little more challenging because we tend to rest assured that our data is protected, we have good backups, the software reported successful backups, we tend to sleep on that. So here are a few things, a few pointers to make sure that you establish before you start with your service provider the type of criteria that you want to work by in terms of protecting your data and, of course, ultimately protecting your company. So let's start with the concept that how fast can you restore? Again, saying that we can back up is all nice. We back up maybe incrementally. We do fulls sporadically or scattered throughout the week. Now, how fast can we restore all this? Well, obviously, that'll become a question of network bandwidth and the capabilities at the other end for your service provider. What do they have in place? So you really need to start questioning your provider as to what they provide for an infrastructure.